We are Quick C 98.3. It's Brian and Trisha. So this furniture company in Japan, they are selling a unique dining room table. It has a hole in the middle.
For what? An umbrella?
No. So your cat can stick its head up and see what's going on. So your cat can have a little platform. There's a little platform underneath it. And there's a, you can kind of cover it, you know, like on our desks. We have those, we have a hole in our desk so that we can put the cords through it. Yes. So it has a little top that you can put there so that it doesn't look like there's a hole in your table. Or you can take it out and then your cat sits there with its head sticking out of the middle of the table.
I got a lot of hard opinions about this.
It says they can't reach their paws up to swat stuff, so they can only observe. I'm thinking, try it. Like, there is going to be a cat that's going to get its paw up through there. It's going to climb and it's going to get on your table still. So,
can you eat food if you know somebody cooked it at a house that has cats?
I have.
But like, if you knew, like if you had...
A lot of people have cats.
Right, right. But if you... No, let me be more specific. If it's somebody that you're a little already concerned about their hygiene or their cleanliness, and if they've got like 8 cats and they bring a Jell-O mold, are you going to dive into that?
I have. So, I mean, I just can't think about things like that. But I do have someone in my family. Actually, this person is no longer in the family because they got divorced. But we used to spend a lot of time with these people. And every time we would go over to their house, the cats are like climbing all over the counters. And you know, and I'm like, that's just kind of gross. But they were very clean people, though. And the wife would clean the counters. I know she was a very clean person. And I had no problem eating the stuff that she made because I know that she took care of that. So, I mean,
here's the thing. I did not grow up with cats.
I didn't either.
I've never really been around cats. I, to my knowledge, I'm not even sure I ever even dated anybody who had a cat. I just don't really care for them. It's a personal thing, but I guess it's possibly because I just never had a chance.
Well, okay, we've gotten off topic here because we're really talking about the table, not the cats.
Not really, because I wanted to get back to my point. The last thing I want is my dog up at the table while I'm trying to eat, and I like him.
Well, your dog has a chair at the table, so come on.
But not while we're eating.
How does Patches know?
If you go, okay, she's right. He does have a chair at the table. If you're sitting at the table in a non-dining situation, he wants beside you.
How does Patches know?
What do you mean?
How does Patches know that you're not dining?
We just don't let him up there if we're eating at the table.
So you just ignore him and he just says, he accepts that?
Yeah. He just sits and stares at you.
Oh, okay.
And he's kind of small, so he can't like get up there. He can't put it, you know, he can't get up on the table. But he'll just sit and stare at you like, I really wish I was up there with you guys. Guys.
Well, I'm thinking this table, $1,500 this costs, this table. But, I mean, you could... You know, on those jokes that people play where they like separate the table and they put a tablecloth over it and you stick your head up and, you know, this would be a perfect table for that kind of thing.
A peekaboo table for
a
cat.
Yes. So $1,500. I mean.
No. I don't want animals on my table or anything while I'm eating.
Well, we have a taller table. You know, it's like our
you
chairs.
You have to.
Yes, because, well, not, I mean, we had this before we even got Dino, because Dino can look on our table.
He can stick his chin on the table.
If we had a normal size dining room table, his head would just sit on it because that's how tall he is. So I'm thankful that we have a taller one. And he doesn't need a hole in the middle to put his head. His head probably wouldn't even fit in this little tiny hole anyway.
Just his tongue.